This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Bo, Makas Choshech, the Pasuk says, Vahi Choshech Afela B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Shloshes Yomim. Frekt Rashi Akasha, Lama Hivi Aleim Choshech. Why did God bring Choshech on the Mitzrayim? And Rashi gives two terutzim, that Hashem had a good reason to bring Makas Choshech. Number one, to kill the Rishei Yisrael. And number two, to find the vessels of the Egyptians. But the question that's raised in the Sefer Biurei Mahari, the Sefer of Anchumish of the Chumash Hadeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, is why is Rashi asking the question, why did God bring Choshech? Rashi didn't ask why God brought Dam, Tzfardea, Kinam, Arav, Dever. And further, why is Rashi asking, why did Rabbi Hashem bring Choshech? What's the big kasha on Choshech? Says the Chumash Hadeshen, Rashi has a very good reason why he is incredulous as to why the Ribbono Shel brought Makas Choshech. And that is because it would seem that Makas Choshech is a contradiction to what God promised Noach at the end of the Mabul, Yoim V'Layla Lo Yishboisu, that day and night will never cease. And here, in fact, day and night ceased. It was dark for 6 consecutive days. Isn't this a contradiction to Hashem's promise to Noach? And the answer is that this is not a contradiction because Ulechol b'nei Yisrael hayar b'mosh v'isam, for Klal Yisrael, it was all light. The darkness was only for the Mitzrayim. But the promise was that God will never change the order of creation for the entire Bria. But he never said he wouldn't do it to some people. Nevertheless, what Rashi is bothered by is, but since it would seem that this is somewhat contradictory to Hashem's promise, why would God bring this Makkah? There's so many other possibilities that the Ribbono Shel Olam could have used to bring as a Makkah. Why this Makkah that seems to infringe on the promise to Noach? It's not a contradiction, but why go there? And Rashi gives two answers, that there's a specific reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to bring Makas Choshech, namely to kill the Rishei Yisrael, and number two, so Klal Yisrael should be able to find the gold and jewels of the Mitzrayim. But otherwise, Hashem would have found a different Makkah so as not to contradict the promise of Yoim V'Layla Loi Yishbaisu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.